Hey Justin,
Hey, Mary.
I'm going to change the conversation a little bit. Can we talk a little bit about aliens?
Sure. Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Okay, so I'm listening and learning that there are no aliens, but are there other beings in other galaxies and other planets? Not
No.
aliens, but beings. No?
Nope. So we live on a level stationary plane. Not a globe or a ball or any of that. We're not in outer space. Outer space is a made up concept. We're protected by God's firmament. It's kind of like a terrarium, if you will, but this is a specifically curated creation that's designed for us as the pinnacle of God's creation to have this very specific process that we go through, which is we fall into the physicality and then we find ourselves once again to rise and go through this ascension. But the ascension is all within. We don't actually go anywhere. There's no spaceships that can fly out into space. There's no other star systems or any of that. The stars are just most likely holes in the firmament. It's just photonic light feeding into this creation, giving this rotational view for us to always have another perspective to view the celestial body, which is the heavenly realm, the space where God created all of this, because we're all just light. So we're just light projected into this space that's materialized into physical form. But this idea of, outer space and aliens and other beings and all these other kind of things, it's just a fabrication to get us to believe that we're small. It's very similar to the ways that the church put out this idea is that we're just worthless sinners, and we can amount to nothing. That if we're bad, we're going to get sent to hell, and hell's another place. And if you're good and you pay your tithing to church, to the church, you're going to go to heaven, and heaven's another place. And all that's a lie to get us to forget and be confused on the fact that we're the pinnacle of God's creation. We're the children of God, and heaven and hell are right here, and we get to exist in either of them whenever we want to. And there is nowhere else. But this earth is very vast. It does extend far beyond the ice wall. So there's definitely more land that we can explore. But there's no such thing as other beings that exist. This is we are all that there are. We do evolve. There are definitely different aspects of us that we can transition into. Like John's talked about how Atlantis during that time period, which was the height of likely our last height, our pinnacle. So we go through these patterns of rising and then falling and then rising and then falling. And so Atlantis was the pinnacle of our last go around when we were at the height of our technology, the height of our cohesiveness, the height of our harmony, and the height of our inner awareness. And so during that time, we weren't carbon-based life forms. We were actually silicon-based. So we actually transitioned into a more crystalline body. So that's why, a lot of people in like the new agey kind of groups will talk about the crystalline body. And there's actually some truth to it. As we evolve, our bodies, once our DNA starts to activate more and more, we actually do transition and move into these spaces where we become more tapped in and more able to live longer, more able to exist harmoniously and connect with each other and utilize this physical space in acknowledgement and full communion with the metaphysical. So Charlie's talked about the physical space is really only 10%. And that's all we've been conditioned to use in this iteration where we are right now. Because we've fallen away from this height of who we are, and we just kept falling. We just kept falling and falling and falling. And that's what the cabal does. They're the Canaanites. They love deception, they love power, they love domination, they love control. And how did they do this? Well, they destroy any semblance of our history. They obfuscate any aspect of the truth of who we are. And they instill these little lies that get us to believe that we're small and insignificant. So the whole alien thing in outer space and all that is just, and the globe, you know, the ball Earth that we're just hurling in space at impossible speeds, tucked away at the corner of the universe and just very insignificant. You know, an asteroid could come in at any moment and wipe us out, and aliens could come along at any moment and enslave us, and we need a savior alien species or whatever else. You know, it's the same narrative that the church used, but just in a different form to, again, get us to believe that we're tiny and insignificant and then we can amount to nothing. So we have to look to the Palladians or the blue avians, the blue chicken people or whatever to come save us. And we've got to fear these reptilians and all these scary monster beings who are so much more powerful than us, and they have controlled everything. And so then we fall into fear, and we feel powerless. We feel like we can't do anything about that. And then all the while they're just laughing, because this creates a better slave. This creates an easier to dominate populace who's believing these nonsensical things that create this state of being that we become powerless when we believe it. I mean, we are powerful. We are very powerful. And if we believe we are powerless, we become powerless. So this is all just a part of that same narrative to create good slaves. So there's no outer space. We're here. Here is all that there is. But here is so beautiful because it's everything. You know, everything is here. And it's just this infinite possibility, sandbox experience where we can create ourselves and evolve into all these different ways. And we don't have to fear anything, because there is nothing to fear. There's nothing outside of us. And so the more that we're conditioned to look outside of us, we're always looking at some, you know, possibility of some asteroid or some alien race or whatever coming to get us. We're looking outside of ourselves for some government to save us, for some, you know, even the idea of Jesus to come save us, you know. All that's just designed to have us looking outside of ourselves instead of recognizing that Christ is within, and that I have all the power within because I'm connecting with God within. And so within that space, then there's no ability to control. There's no hierarchy. There's no domination. There's no subjugation. There's none of that, because we recognize we're powerful and we're equally powerful. No better or worse than anybody. Everyone's on equal level playing field. That's why Trump said we're going to have a level playing field, because we're getting everyone back to this realization that there's no authority that anyone has to tell anybody what to do. We're all equal children of God, but we're so powerful. We are so powerful, and we're limitless. But we can be very limited by believing lies, by believing these narratives that get us to feel small and powerless. And then you've got a whole, you know, wing of the quote-unquote truth community that just parrots this stuff. And I'm not saying this with any judgment whatsoever. I mean, I was very much into that for a long time. You know, I followed David Wilcock and Corey Good and you know, all that kind of stuff. I did. I thought it was all legit. But then Charlie came along and smashed that. You know, he smashed that realization, because, and I realized what that was there for. I realized what that was creating within me to get me to believe that I need something else, and that God is. I love how Charlie says it, that God's. If we believe in outer space, then we think we believe that God's an asshole. We think that God is this elitist asshole that requires you to have lots of money in order to build a spaceship to go travel the universe. But you don't. God's not an elitist asshole. We are the Starship Galaxy Cruiser. We are the USS Enterprise. It's called the Enterprise because it's inner inside, inner prize. That's where you get the prize when you go within. And that's how we travel the universe, is by going within and traveling the metaphysical space, which is everything, and unlimited. It is only bound by our imagination and the depths of our consciousness, which is ever expanding. So there's no limitations placed on it. And it is so much more profound than any of these other ideas of this physical out there reality. It's in there and it's everything. So it really is a tricky little lie that they put in there, and it does swoop up a lot of people. You know, it's and by design, they didn't want people looking into the truth. So they had to recognize that people were moving away and looking into the truth, because the white hats were continually putting truth out there. And so the black hats created this whole narrative of aliens in order to swoop up somebody who was exiting the matrix to one degree, but then falling into another matrix in another degree, and then getting stuck in that space, getting attached to it, and getting upset when anybody says anything differently. But it's all just limitations, you know. It's all just, we are the ones that limit ourselves by these lies that we believe. So it's that's kind of a quick little, not quick, but a summary of that kind of aspect. But do you have any other questions in that aspect?
Well, I'm just taking all in that you just said, because you just blew my mind. I had a little, you know, I was hearing this and that. I followed some people, which I'm not following now anyway. I just slowly slipped away, because it's just slowly, you know, listening more to Charlie, because he's kicked our indoctrinated butts so much. And I thank him for that. And I'm just putting things into perspective with all this. And you just laid it all out beautifully. Thank you for that.